FM,
live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News time is 8:50. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Tanner Smith, the Flint Hill Shootout Tournament Director, joining us on the KVOA Sutherland Studio line this morning.
Tanner, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Tanner.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself today?
Doing well.
Good. Well, the Flint Hill Shootout getting started yesterday. How did things go as far as maybe not game action is concerned, but all the setup and making sure everything went off without a hitch?
You know, it's nice being back in Emporia and at William Allen White. It's been 2 years since we've been there, and, you know, it was kind of nice getting back in the swing of things, was getting things organized and coming back to Emporia.
Yeah, welcome back. No doubt about that. It's good to have the Flint Hill Shootout back at White Auditorium, and I'm sure that the players are excited to be back on that floor too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it kind of worked out. We had to rearrange our middle school league tournament as well, so we were able to bring those young kids into Emporia yesterday, started at 9 a.m. with some of our middle school games, and got them some experience on the big floor, and then started our high school yesterday evening. So it was fun all the way around for all our kids in the league.
Tanner, did you have to do any major COVID protocol adjustments here when it came to the high school tournament? Sounds like the middle school tournament, you did have to do some rearrangement, but what about the high school tournament that's underway this week?
No. We're following Lyon County guidelines, and we're just going to stick with that. We talked about that as a league, but we decided the easiest way to do that for our patrons is to follow what Lyon County is doing.
Well, and you know, our numbers here COVID-wise have been, exploding, to put it mildly here, and affecting not only kids, but staff as well. Obviously, you've had to make a couple of adjustments, right, COVID-wise for some teams?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're still doing what we've done in the past, keeping different communities in different seating areas. We have most schools are bringing in, or when they come in, they have masks on. We've got some student athletes playing with masks. So we're taking the precautions to keep our kids safe and patrons when they come to watch the games this week.
Tanner, how important is it to have the tournaments? Because, you know, just in general terms for the different communities that are involved in the Flint Hills League.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, it's been 2 years since we've been back at Emporia. I know last year we had the tournament at different places. It just didn't have the same feel. It didn't have the same excitement that our league patrons get to experience, and especially our student athletes. So it's just been fantastic for us. I think everyone's excited to come back to William Allen White. I know, you know, especially for our kids, how excited they always are going to play in a new arena, in a different town, something that's new. It's just a great experience for our kids and our patrons.
So what, you've had one cancellation or two as far as early round games, Tanner?
Yeah, so last night we ended up running only three high school games. Tonight we'll run three high school games as well. So I don't foresee any more issues coming this week. I think our school, our league admin, has done a fantastic job of keeping their individual kids, students, and staff safe. So all league admin has taken the right precautions to make sure that we can still continue to have this tournament this week in a safe manner. So I've been pretty impressed with what our league admin's done, and I think we'll be able to finish out the week pretty strong.
Yeah, we've got Mission Valley, Northern Heights, Linden, Central Heights, and Chase County, Osage City, Council Grove, Linden, all in the Flint Hill Shootout that will be going on all week. Wednesday is your off day, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Talk a little bit too, Tanner, about I guess the behind the scenes support and the organization that you guys have had to do. You know, as far as getting referees involved. You know, having the different schools represented as far as the organization behind the scenes that makes the tournament go.
Yeah, and it's kind of an all hands on deck. There's been little things here and there that I've not had to do for 2 years that people have helped me with. It's the little things, right? So, Northern Heights has always done a fantastic job operating our hospitality room. Every league chips in as far as running a pass gate each night. This year we've got the Linden Lions Club doing tickets for us at the front gate. So they've done a fantastic job just stepping in and helping us. And then, we've got the security, Brian Silverson security team helping us out. I think they normally are at William Allen White. So, it's all the league is pretty much all hands on deck, and they're contributing to making sure this tournament runs efficiently.
Well, it's great to have the Flint Hill Shootout back at White Auditorium in downtown Emporia. And Country 101.7 will be there to bring you the semifinal action beginning at 3 on Friday, and then we'll have the third-place games and the championship games beginning at 3 Saturday on Country 101.7, also streaming live audio video, KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. So exciting to have the Flint Hill Shootout back at White Auditorium. Tanner, keep up the great work, and good things. Good to hear things running all right.
Yes, sir. We're excited, and it's been a great time. My favorite time of the year.
Right. Most here, wonderful so. Time of the year right here.
That's right.
Tanner, thanks so much. We'll see you this week.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Tanner. Good job. Tanner Smith, who is the tournament director. Flint Hill Shootout going on this week at White Auditorium.
All right. Don't forget, too, that we've got two interviews tomorrow in the 8 o'clock time period. We'll have our Newsmaker 2 slot at 8:20. We are awaiting confirmation on who our guests will be, but we'll have SOS representatives discussing awareness for domestic violence and stalking. And then Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan will join us around 8:45 with his biweekly appearance here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. CB Financial. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 and set up that free consultation. CB Financial. It's 857.
Hornet Manufacturing is accepting applications for a welder metal fabricator in the Emporia, Kansas facility.